The Israeli president and prime minister have expressed sympathy with Israel's Ethiopian Jewish community as Ethiopians continue protests to draw attention to racism in Israel. An Ethiopian community leader said that Sunday and Monday's demos in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem al-Quds should bring the responsible authorities to their senses. He said that another demonstration was also held last week. The rallies brought thousands to the streets. Dozens were injured in protests Sunday, and nearly 40 were arrested. Israel's President Reuven Rivlin said the protests, quote, exposed an open, bleeding wound in the heart of the Israeli society. The clashes reflected widespread frustration in Ethiopians who, for three decades after they came and when they first arrived in Israel, are considered a second-class community plagued by poverty and unemployment.
Racial tensions have once again flared up in Israel. In Tel Aviv, police forces have clashed with Ethiopian protesters, injuring dozens of them. Police used stun grenades and water cannons to disperse the angry crowd. The rally was peaceful before police forces intervened. Protesters are angry over Israel's institutionalized racist policies against Ethiopian Jews and black people.
The main reason for the demonstration that occurred in Tel Aviv is the racial oppression against the Ethiopian Jews, whom the government as well as the Israeli parties views down upon this social or ethnic group. Also, they suffer when it comes to issue of immigration and their economic situation.
Arab members of the Knesset were also present in the demonstration before it turned violent.
What happened were parts of general policies that treated citizens on the idea of divide and conquer, that classifies citizens into different ethnic and social groups, and the Ethiopians here face this discrimination. These racist policies affect Jews of color as well, where they are looked down upon as a different people.
The protests and violent demos erupted after a video showed Israeli police officers beating an Ethiopian Jew. The video has now gone viral. The incident is currently under investigation. Police says two officers have been suspended from active duty.
These demonstrations show the nature of race relations in Israel. With these tensions bottled up over the past years, there is no telling when the street could explode with fresh protests. Hamad Hamail for Press TV, occupied Jerusalem, Al-Quds.
Gilad Asman is author and musician joining us from New York. Gilad Asman, I saw the video. I don't know what you thought of it, but it's pretty obvious it's not just about this video in terms of the protests that are happening.
Yeah, you're totally right. It is another expose of the Israeli society as a vile, racist society. You speak about the Ethiopian being a second-rate citizen, but this is not really the case. You know, Israeli society is very hierarchic. You know, let's say that the Palestinians are a 7 or 8 rate citizens, then you have the Ethiopians who are 6, and then you have the Arab Jews and the Sephardi Jews. It is quite devastating. However, it is very revealing. The message for us is very clear. The Ethiopians, the Jewish Ethiopian, the Falashmura, they are good enough to serve in the Israeli army, but apparently their blood is not good enough. Still in Israel, they cannot donate blood and so on and so on, and the measures of discrimination against them are enormous.
And that's the second point, because there's been an analysis being made to this racism issue to what's going on in the United States. Do you think that's a valid comparison?
I think that it is a very valid comparison, but we have to compare the measures that were taken in Israel in the last few days with the police operation in the United States, in other parts of the world. For many years, we learned about Israel selling policing tactics, things that they developed in the West Bank and in Gaza earlier on, to different countries. Now we can see that they already use it in Israel against their own Jewish citizens. It is pretty. It is pretty devastating, and the comparison is actually inevitable.
Thank you very much, Gilad Asman, author and musician there from New York. Good to talk to you.